This company is pioneering power chips for the next wave of electronic devices. The AI semiconductor sector is at the forefront of a technological revolution, reshaping industries and fueling innovations that are transforming numerous industries. At the heart of this transformation is a crucial component, the power semiconductor. CEO of Ideal Semiconductor, Mark Granahan is a pivotal figure in the power semiconductor landscape, leading an enterprise that's redefining technology for a new era of efficiency and sustainability. Ideal Semiconductor is focused on enabling global electrification by creating highly efficient and manufacturable power semiconductors, devices that are required for power conversion in almost all electronic devices, said Granahan. Efficient power semiconductors reduce energy loss, but they can also enable lower system complexity and cost by reducing the number and size of components in the power chain. Ideal Semiconductor has carved out a niche in the crowded semiconductor space with its patented Superc technology. With a global push towards electrification, Granahan's company is on a quest to innovate within the silicon-dominated chip market. The Superc devices, including diodes and MOSFETs, are setting new benchmarks, outstripping the performance of traditional designs and even those crafted from more exotic materials. The company's laser focus on silicon not only capitalizes on established manufacturing ecosystems, but also promises lower costs and higher volume production, key factors in the rapidly scaling world of electronic devices. Looking at the broader picture, the sector is buzzing with strategic movements, partly instigated by the passing of the CHIPS Act. This legislation could potentially catalyze a resurgence of domestic chip production capabilities, offering companies like Ideal Semiconductor a fortified supply chain and greater control over production. Moreover, with a fabless business model, Ideal Semiconductor has nimbly positioned itself to balance innovation with pragmatic production needs by partnering with third-party foundries. In this dynamic environment, Ideal's approach points to a strategic path for semiconductor companies navigating the complex interplay of innovation, supply chain robustness, and production scalability. Granahan expects that the CHIPS Act will play a key role in initiating the process of restoring semiconductor manufacturing and production processes. The most recent round of CHIPS funding focuses on self-sustaining fab clusters, where various semiconductor manufacturing facilities, including those involved in chip production and fabrication, are located in close geographic proximity, said Granahan. In addition to encouraging the creation of new manufacturing units as well as upgrades to existing facilities, the CHIPS Act will boost supply chain security by reducing dependencies on overseas manufacturers. This, coupled with the rise of new production facilities, will enhance chip production capabilities. Demand for AI workloads means that the market for advanced chips will likely explode over the next decade. In the high-stakes game of chips where giants like NVIDIA loom large, smaller semiconductor firms are crafting innovative strategies to carve out their own niches. The essence of competition in the GPU/AI space isn't about going head-to-head on every front, but rather identifying and dominating the segments that are not fully served by NVIDIA, said Granahan. This approach has opened a path for many of Ideal's peers to develop specialized chips catering to particular AI workloads or applications, thereby bypassing the need to directly challenge the general-purpose GPUs that have become synonymous with NVIDIA. In an industry that is as much about collaboration as it is about competition, strategic partnerships are proving to be a decisive move for those looking to thrive alongside NVIDIA. Aligning with companies in complementary sectors creates a synergy that can amplify our strengths and accelerate innovation, Granahan said. This tactic is especially pertinent as the semiconductor market is not a monolith but a tapestry of opportunities stretched across a spectrum of applications from mobile communications to advanced computing. As global initiatives towards electrification and decarbonization gain momentum, and as society's demand for connectivity escalates, the market is ripe for growth beyond NVIDIA that are equally compelling in their advancements and contributions to semiconductor sector advancement. As a fabless semiconductor firm, Ideal has honed a model that leverages the strengths of third-party fabrication partners, sidestepping the enormous capital investments and lead times associated with building proprietary foundries. The fabless route is a conscious choice for Ideal, allowing us to stay agile and focused on our core competency, innovation in chip design, states Mark Granahan. By collaborating with established foundries, Ideal can tap into existing manufacturing prowess, scaling production without the burden of managing the facilities directly. This business model necessitates a symbiotic relationship with the fabricators. To ensure that our innovative designs are realized with high fidelity, we must operate within the technical capabilities of our partners' foundries, Branahan elaborates. This means that IDEAL's breakthroughs, such as their Superc technology, are not just innovative in design but also in their manufacturability. The challenge becomes a balancing act, pushing the envelope of what's possible in power semiconductor technology while ensuring that these advancements can be replicated efficiently and effectively on the production line. It's this strategic interplay between the avant-garde and the attainable that enables IDEAL to scale its operations and meet the growing demand for its cutting-edge chips. The fabless model adopted by IDEAL Semiconductor illustrates a growing trend in the industry where agility and rapid innovation are paramount. This approach acknowledges the prohibitive expense and complexity involved in building and operating semiconductor foundries, which can run into billions of dollars and take years to construct. Our fabless status is a strategic asset, Branahan explains. It allows us to focus our resources and intellectual energy on the front-end innovation of chip design while leveraging the robust manufacturing capabilities of our partners. The harmonization between design innovation and production capacity is critical. IDEAL's engineers work closely with their fabrication partners to ensure that new designs are not only groundbreaking in their performance, but also compatible with the existing production processes. This partnership extends into the realm of co-development, with IDEAL providing insights into emerging design technologies and foundry partners advising on manufacturability. We have to be inventive within a certain framework, optimizing our chip designs for the realities of current production technologies. Often this means we're working hand-in-hand with foundry teams to tweak our designs or to push the boundaries of their processes in cost-effective ways, says Granahan. IDEAL success hinges on its ability to iterate designs rapidly, responding to market demands and technological advances without the encumbrance of maintaining a physical production footprint. This balance of innovation and production pragmatism ensures that it can scale up quickly to meet the increasing global demand for more efficient power conversion solutions. NVIDIA's commanding lead in the AI chip market, while impressive, is not impervious to challenges, particularly in its supply chain logistics. The company's reliance on TSMC for the bulk of its AI chip production introduces significant risks. As the appetite for generative AI and advanced applications surges, NVIDIA finds the demand for its GPUs clashing with the finite production capabilities of TSMC, says Mark Granahan, CEO of IDEAL Semiconductor. With TSMC's advanced packaging facilities, such as those for chip-on-wafer on substrate, CoWoS, operating at full tilt, NVIDIA has to navigate the tricky waters of allocation, leading to a gap between supply and a soaring market demand. This bottleneck signifies a vulnerability in NVIDIA's otherwise robust market strategy, potentially stifling its ability to meet customer needs and maintain its long-term market dominance. The semiconductor landscape appears poised for a paradigm shift. We're on the cusp of a semiconductor renaissance, where the symbiosis between AI's voracious demand for processing power and the broader electrification of our world will drive unprecedented growth in the chip industry, said Granahan. The advent of electric vehicles and the proliferation of AI across industries will catalyze a significant upswing in demand for specialized power semiconductors essential for efficient energy conversion, a process at the very heart of electrification. This burgeoning sector, currently dominated by larger corporations, may witness a surge in innovation as market demands intensify.